They were in another passageway, with an identical bulky door at the far end. Jamie and the doctor both quickly glanced backwards. Yes, it was exactly the same as the passage they'd just come from. The only difference was the reassuring shape of the TARDIS in the section behind them. Oh, you could easily get lost in here. Yes, they're just being careful. These doors protect the rest of wherever we are if there's a flood or something like that. So when you said we were safe, yes, I'm sure we're well protected. It looks nice and sturdy. For emphasis, he slapped his hand against the metal wall. Oh, oof! And then, with a pained expression on his face, tucked his sore hand under his armpit. Yeah, yes, you see, sturdy. So nothing to worry about. In fact, we're... Oh! The whole passageway shook. They fell hard onto the metal floor. Oh! Around them, the metal walls protested, and Jamie saw one whole section twist. Then it was over. The floor and walls were still, and the only sound was the ringing in Jamie's ears. The doctor looked over his friends. Everyone all right? Good. What did I say? These walls are pretty sturdy. Again, he slapped the wall beside him. Ha! Again, he withdrew his hand in pain. Zoe got to her feet. It was an earthquake, she said. Or was it the same thing that hit the TARDIS? You said something big and not friendly. It must have followed us, said Zoe. But the doctor shook his head. Something with enough power to throw the TARDIS off course could have torn through these walls easily. No, it must be something else. We'd better find out what. Now, Doctor, if this thing's as strong as you say it is, what chance have we got against it? And if it is an earthquake, aren't we better off getting back to the TARDIS? But the Doctor was already at the handle of the next door, ready to explore further. He looked a little embarrassed, but his eyes also glittered with excitement at the chance to solve the mystery. Yes, that thing could have smashed the TARDIS, Jamie, and it's still out there, somewhere near, so we wouldn't get past it. And, we can't go anywhere until we know what's going on. You're not scared, are you? Hey, of course not. Well then. He gallantly stepped aside to let Zoe go first. Jamie hurried to catch them up. I'm just saying, we should find out quickly. But the Doctor and Zoe didn't answer. Jamie followed them through the door and found himself in a long, wide space. Plastic tables and chairs arranged in front of a huge, curved window stretching down one side of the room. The Doctor and Zoe stared open-mouthed at the extraordinary view. They looked out on a rocky, arid world. It reminded Jamie of when he'd walked on the moon. But the real wonder was the sky. It was an amazing light show, the sky lit up by flowing magnetic lines radiating out from a tiny speck of a star.